weekend.
Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
This is an encore presentation of American Roots, remembering the late Raul Malo, who passed away on December 8, 2025.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer.
We'll meet up with Raul Malo, the Miami-born and Cuban-descended singer and leader of the Mavericks, known for country, pop, and roots rock. We'll talk about that and Latin music, all behind the band's huge success in country music and their all-Spanish recording.
All this music, you know, was really part of the musical DNA that I was just being exposed to. And the Mavericks exist because of that thread that crosses all these genres and all this music.
Also in this hour, music from rancheras, jazz, country, R&B, and Cuban influences, including Celia Cruz and Patsy Cline, Professor Longhair, and Freddie Fender. Vamos con los Lobos from their 1987 soundtrack for La Bamba, about the life of Latin rocker Richie Valens, with Lobos' update of Valens' 1958 song, Come On, Let's Go, on American Roots.
honey, your clothes didn't fit you right. No, pretty baby. No, little girl. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no. No, no. I said no, no, baby. No, 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 no. Oh. You know very well I love you. Crawled you all over town. You went around telling people, baby, that I was your clown. Why, darling, tell me what my dead child. You told everybody, baby, that I was your clown. You did, pretty baby. You did. Darling, if it takes you all night long.
Piano hero Professor Long here, famed for injecting rumba rhythms into R&B with Hey Now Baby, originally from 1949, recorded live there 30 years later at Tipitina's. Professor Long here was part of what pianist Jelly Roll Morton early on called the Latin tinge in New Orleans music. I'm Nick Spitzer on American Roots with Chin Music as Professor Short Hair. Bob Wills' 1938 New San Antonio Rose is known to many as a Western swing romantic classic by the Texas Fiddler. And there's a bit of mariachi in the big band horn arrangements and also the hint of cultural crossover in Love. That and Texas-Mexican jazz orchestra leader Isidro Lopez coming up. But first, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with Tommy Duncan singing New San Antonio Rose.
Oh, where in dreams I live with the memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own. A broken song, empty words I know, still live.
Otros amores que puedas coquetearlos, pa' dominarlos y te tengan que seguir. Somos amigos y te doy este consejo, que habemos hombres que le hacemos falta a Dios. Pero es muy tarde pa' después arrepentirnos, ahí la cortamos y que nos perdone Dios. Sé que te sobran y que puedes conseguir otros amores que puedas coquetearlos, pa' dominarlos y te tengan que seguir. Somos amigos y te doy este consejo, que habemos hombres que le hacemos falta a Dios. Pero es muy tarde pa' después arrepentirnos, ahí la cortamos y que nos perdone Dios. Sé que te sobran y que puedes conseguir otros amores que puedas coquetearlos, pa' dominarlos y te tengan que seguir. Somos amigos y te doy este consejo, que habemos hombres que le hacemos falta a Dios. Pero es muy tarde pa' después arrepentirnos, a él la cortamos y que nos perdone Dios.
Israel Lopez, known as Cachao, with composer Ernesto Lecuona's homesick ode to Siboney in Cuba, recorded in Havana in 1958. It was a descarga or jam based on Le Cayuna's 1929 canción. Cachao's brother Orestes Lopez on piano. Antes, before that, Isidro Lopez, El Indio, born in Bishop, Texas. He learned saxophone in high school. There in 1957, with vocals and alto sax, "En tarde pa arrepentirnos," it's too late to change your mind. And we are back, where country music meets Tex-Mex on American Roots.
I found a song.
So I found KAXE when I was in college here in Bemidji. I actually can remember being at the stoplights at Dave's Pizza, just jumping radio stations, and it must have been, I want to say it was the Jayhawks, maybe Wilco was on the radio, and it floored me. I was like, wait, how am I hearing this in Bemidji, in northern Minnesota? I thought I had to be in the Twin Cities to get this stuff.
Mark is a member of KAXE. We are people powered. The music that you hear is not chosen by the government or an algorithm or a corporation. It's chosen by your friends and neighbors. Over 70 hours a week is produced by local volunteers. Support the people of northern Minnesota and KAXE with your donation now. Go to KAXE.org.
This is American Roots. Our guest coming up is Cuban-American Raul Malo, lead singer and leader of the Mavericks, the popular country band that explores its Latin roots. But first, a couple of country songs about loves, burn, and ashes, starting with the late Patsy Cline from her 1957 self-titled debut album, produced by Owen Bradley, backed by the Anita Kerr Singers. Three cigarettes, in an ashtray.
Two cigarettes in an ashtray. Cigarettes in the ashtray. I watched her take him from me. One cigarette burn away. I watched her take him from me.
We'll be right back. it makes it a fire ring.
Bingo Saldivar from San Antonio with his 1972 take on Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire, Rueda de Fuego. Saldivar was stationed in the Army in Nashville and listened to the Grand Ole Opry. His stage name has also been the Dancing Cowboy. Mingo's other claim to fame is that he once parachuted while playing his accordion and did not fall into a ring of fire. Up next, the late Baldomar Huerta from Down on the Border. He was better known as Freddy Fender here in 1974, also with Conjunto Accordion on the beloved ranchera of rural farm life, Rancho Grande, on American Roots.
Way down there in Naval, Laredo, Mexico.
Nuevo Laredo, the Sir Douglas Quintet, 1970, with that distinctive two-beat Tex-Mex sound, driven by partner Augie Myers, Vox Organ, and backed by the horns of Frank Morin. A song about pleasures and troubles of being hippie travelers across the border to Boys Town. Doug Somm and Freddie Fender were great friends in the San Antonio sound and later as members of the Texas Tornadoes. We're about to go deeper in Mexico to the border in Chiapas with Guatemala, where Marimba Orquesta Corona de Tapachula brings horns and marimbas to boogie-woogie jazz on Ahí Nos Vemos Cocodrillo. See you later, alligator, on American Roots.
Hola amigos, esta es Celia Cruz y ustedes están escuchando Rutas Americanas, American Roots, azúcar.
¡Eso!
the late Celia Cruz, Johnny Pacheco's band, Rico Changui. The Changui sound led to salsa. It came from the sugarcane area of Cuba around Guantanamo. The tune was recorded in 1975 at Good Vibration Studios in New York City. Johnny Pacheco said of singer Cruz, "Recording with Celia was like going to a carnival. From the moment she arrived at the studio, I could feel her positive energy, and immediately our minds began working in unison." And we are back in conversation and music, from country and rock to Latin songs, with Raul Malo of the Mavericks, when American Roots returns.
KEXE brings you a brand new podcast, Season Watch, exploring the seasonal wonders of life in northern Minnesota. Voices like Charlie Mitchell, John Latimer, and our listeners. Find it on most podcast platforms. Season Watch is a podcast for those who are curious about the changes in nature.
This is American Roots. Raul Malo was born in Miami to Cuban parents. In 1989, he started the Mavericks. Named for going against the grain, the Mavericks began in the punk and alternative scene and eventually found great success in country music, incorporating Latin, rockabilly, and pop sounds. By 2000, the group parted ways, and Raul Malo pursued a solo career in L.A. He joined Los Super 7 with Joe Ely, Freddie Fender, members of Los Lobos, Max Baca, Doug Somm, and others. In 2012, Malo reunited with the Mavericks, releasing several albums and touring widely. In 2020, they released En Español, an album entirely in Spanish. Making a record like this took Raul many years of listening within and outside his family.
It was a great way to grow up. You know, Miami's a pretty dynamic place, and of course, growing up in a Cuban family, we had a lot of music in the house. Nobody was a professional musician, but mom plays piano. My granddad would sing. My mom's sister plays guitar. And so there was always somebody playing some kind of music. And if they weren't physically playing music, there was always music on records or 8-tracks or whatever people were playing. My parents, you know, they weren't necessarily the hippest parents in the world, but they also didn't impugn my musical choices, you know? Like, I know that my dad was not a fan of Led Zeppelin. I know that.
In the days of my youth, I was told what it means to be a man.
He never came into the room and said, "Oh, turn that crap off," or, you know, all the cliche dad things that one would say about rock and roll. It was never like that. And so all this information, all this music, you know, was really part of the musical DNA that I was just being exposed to. And the Mavericks exist because of that thread that crosses all these genres and all this music.
I can't sleep away anymore. Ever since you first walked out the door. And I just started drinking to forget. But I don't think the worst has happened yet. All you ever do is bring me down. Making me a fool all over town. They all wonder why I work around. That's 'cause, honey, all you do is bring me down. Bring me down, Flaco!
When you think of Miami, you think of its Latin side, among many other cultures there in particular, and yet you found your way into country music. And I just wondered, how do you think you got yourself into feeling like country music was a place to
do your experimentation in your career, initially, at least?
Well, the truth of it is that none of it was that thought out. None of it was planned. I think the Mavericks, you know, it was one of those things. We were a band that started in a neighborhood in Miami. And we just started playing music. And before you knew it, people were taking it seriously. And we had a lot of followers. And all of a sudden, we were showcasing for a record label, you know. And we were somewhere in the realm of country music, you know. And at the time, country music and popular country music at the time was a rather inviting place, honestly. I mean, some of my favorite artists were making music. And it was different. And they were all different.
Foolish heart.
Listen to a song like Foolish Heart. 1994, Music for All Occasions, you co-wrote it. And I mean, you have the ability there to both touch on Roy Orbison, but be Raoul Malo in the same moment. And to me, there's something, call it bi-musical. How do you account for that ability to channel one voice and a sound, but also make it your own?
Every musician, every singer, we start imitating somebody, whether it be Patsy Cline or Willie Nelson or Johnny Cash or Elvis. And as the more we do it, the better we become at being an artist, the better we become at formulating our own sound and ideas, because it only happens by doing it. It doesn't happen by sitting in a room just dreaming about it. You have to do it. You have to get out and play to a crowd that's indifferent to you. That's the time to try stuff.
Foolish heart,
foolish heart,
I'm your horse to keep.
Horse to keep.
You're the one that's still with me.
Foolish heart,
foolish heart, don't set me.
After you move into country and become popular with country, just sort of tell me about that evolution as you see it for you and for the Mavericks.
The more success we had in country music, honestly, the more frustrating it got, because the more success you had, the less people wanted to hear anything different. It doesn't leave a lot of room for creative whims, so to speak. And so it was frustrating, because that's not how I viewed music nor how I viewed my career. I was not going to be a prisoner to one thing, even if it was successful. And sure enough, in the early 2000s, we stopped playing together. I went out to LA and made music with a group called Los Super 7. And that was a real sort of thunderbolt moment.
Yo me muero por tu amor.
Getting to work with those musicians and getting to work with Los Lobos and Steve Berlin, you know, those were real life-changing moments for me. It showed me not only a different way to record, but also the fact that this is a possibility. You can do this. You can venture out. And so I knew that if the Mavericks ever got back together again, that information would be essential to the next incarnation of the Mavericks.
Once I said I'd never want your love again. You showed up tonight and proved me wrong. Things I said I'd never do since you heard I.
It seems still to me brave that you, as a native of Miami, who can journey to L.A. and join a supergroup, coming back to Nashville and doing what you've been doing, I'm intrigued by your ability to negotiate and live through all these different changes.
Well, you know, in the end, Nashville is a music community, and Nashville as a community respects artists and the musicians that create the music. You know, the business side may not always agree with your ideals, but that honestly, that happens in LA too. That happens anywhere. The business is what it is. It's up to the artist to dictate what you want your business to be.
Let's also point out that En Español debuted at number one on Billboard's Latin pop albums chart. So if you want to talk about negocios and the business side of things, you've actually become very successful with this new record, but you've also been able to exercise your artistic freedom to do a record entirely in Spanish and pick some of your favorite stuff from childhood forward. Some of these songs that are here, as well as new things that you've
heard. You know, I wanted this record to be a celebration of the diversity of all the Latin cultures that we have in this country that I grew up listening to. And that's why the Mavericks were the perfect vehicle for this, because I knew that it was not going to be a mariachi record or a cumbia record or a salsa record. All we are is a bunch of musicians that like playing music and like exploring different styles and are versatile enough and willing enough to, if we don't know it, we're going to learn it. And we're going to dive deep into it and do our damnedest to sound as honest in our approach as possible.
To live. I hear a ranchera. Where's the source? You're a writer on that one.
The inspiration directly comes from rancheras. And I wanted those lyrics and that melody. And then the Mavericks put it to a ska beat. And somehow it all works.
So you got from the Norteño sound across the Caribbean to the influence of the Jamaican ska crowd. I like that.
It's the hodgepodge that is the Mavericks.
You're able on this collection, it seems to me, to present love is very much of a human force.
To me, even though this record has no political messages whatsoever, the fact that, you know, here the Mavericks, a band who has had success in the English-speaking marketplace, at this day and age and at this point in time, with everything that has been said about immigrants and done against immigrants, it's hard not to take that personally. You know, I am the son of immigrants. And so the things that have been said against the Latin community in particular and against immigrants in general, I am in no way in agreement with that. So the irony of this moment is not lost on us. And, you know, music has a way of healing divides, of breaking down barriers. And maybe it'll inspire somebody to think a little differently and maybe think twice about their stance on immigration and on immigrants and what really that means for us as a country.
No vale la pena lo que tú me quieres porque es muy poquito. Eso no me llena, no me es suficiente, quiero otro tantito. No vale la pena.
Got a song called Me Voy a Pinar del Río. That's a very different sound. It's got sort of acoustic strings. Sounds like it has undercurrents of Afro rhythms in the Cuban music. Tell me about where that song came from.
It's an old Cuban song that was originally recorded by Celia Cruz. I knew, first of all, I'm no Celia Cruz, and the Mavericks are not La Sonora Matancera. And so in a song as iconic as that one, especially to the Cuban community, the way I think you pay real tribute to it is that we pretend as if Celia had sent us this demo of her recording it. So it was our chance to do our version of it.
It does feel like everything you're doing on En Español really is a sort of a summation of your life, both the Latin cultures you grew up in, your freedom in the States to experiment and try something new. And it's great to hear of you going down the road.
Well, thank you for saying that, man. It feels like that. And that's why I say it's like I knew that early on this record, we were going to treat it differently. And lo and behold, everything about it has been different from its inception to its release.
What would you like to do in the future?
You know, musicians don't retire, you know. And so as long as I have something to say and something to sing about, you know, I hope that I can continue to do it, you know, for many years. I couldn't think of anything else I'd rather be doing for the rest of my life than playing music.
Late Raul Mala. That's our conversation with him in 2020. He passed away on December 8, 2025. The song features members of the Cuban band Sweet Lizzy with the Mavericks, Eddie Perez guitars, Jerry Dale McDadden keyboards, Paul Deacon drums, and vibes. Me voy a Pinar del Rio. It's a Celia Cruz song about going back to Pinar del Rio, the hometown of Raul Mala's father. Our program is produced in collaboration with colleagues in the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University, with support from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, and Jim Hart. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Sometimes we need a bright spot in our day. That's what you get when you tune in to KAXE.
And our ancestors show us, in the face of incredible adversity, what it looks like to persevere, what it looks like to keep moving your feet forward. You know, Martin Luther King talked about, if you can't walk, then you should crawl, right? But you must keep going. So my encouragement is, you do have an important role to play, and you must not grow weary in doing good. Rest if you must, but do not quit.